Read this. 21. Okay, so we learn the third verse and the fourth verse from chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Etva aksharam anirdesham avyaktam
Paryupasate
Sarvatra
Gama
Achintyamcha
Kutastam
Achalam Dhruvam Etvaksharam anir. Any doubt you have in this verse? First one. Etvaksharam. First line, no? Etvaksharam. Sarvatra gama. Sarvatra gama chintyam cha. Kutastam. Yeah, achintyam cha. Koot. You can get one more shloka book from there.
Mataji is silent, na?
Huh? Yes. Sarvatra gama. Hey, these books, na? See, if you keep on fidgeting with this, na? This will come out. Don't fidget with this. All of you, please, let it be as it is. Otherwise, this will come out. Okay? Please. You both share this. Just open for them this page and give me. You have one book and you can share. Otherwise, you two brothers share one, give them one. Yeah. Whose it is? So you can use now. Use it. Only thing, don't be careful with that spring. Okay. Hey, any doubt you have? Third line. Sarvatra gama. Avyaktam paryupasate. You got? Sarvatragama chintyam cha. Dhruvam. Etvaksharam anirdeshyam. Anirdeshyam. Aksharam.
Etvaksharam anirdesham.
Avyaktam paryupasate.
Sarvatragamachintyam cha. Etvaksharam anirdesham. Avyaktam paryupasate. Sarvatragamachintyam cha. Kutastam achalam dhruvam.
I'll recite the whole verse. Etvaksharam anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatra gamachintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam.
Etvaksharam anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatra gamachintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam.
Sanniyam,
sanniyam, sanniyam, sanniyam.
Endriya,
endriya, endriya, endriya.
Gramam,
gramam, gramam, gramam.
Sarvatra,
sarvatra, sarvatra, sarvatra.
Samabuddhaya,
samabuddhaya, samabuddhaya, samabuddhaya.
Te prapnuvanti,
te prapnuvanti, te prapnuvanti.
Mameva,
mameva, mameva, mameva.
Sarvabhuta,
sarvabhuta, sarvabhuta, sarvabhuta.
Hiterataha,
hiterataha, hiterataha, hiterataha.
Any doubt? No doubt?
No.
Sun? Yes. First line. Sanniyam Endriya. Sanniyam Endriya. Which one? Sama. Sarvatra Sama. Sanniyam Endriya. Only the first word is difficult, no? Sanniyam Endriya. Sanniyam Endriya. Prapnuvanti. Buddhayaha. Got it? Anyone? Any doubt? Sanniyam Endriya Gramam.
Sanniyam Endriya Gramam. Sanniyam Endriya Gramam. Sanniyam Endriya Gramam.
Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha.
Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha. Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha. Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha.
Te prapnuvanti mameva.
Te prapnuvanti mameva. Te prapnuvanti mameva. Te prapnuvanti mameva.
Sarvabhuta hiterataha.
Sarvabhuta hiterataha. Sarvabhuta hiterataha. Sarvabhuta hiterataha.
Now I'll recite the whole verse. Sanniyam Endriya Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha Te Prapnuvanti Mameva Sarvabhuta Hiterataha.
Sanniyam Endriya Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha Te Prapnuvanti Mameva Sarvabhuta Hiterataha.
Okay, now both you recite Etvaksharam.
Etvaksharam anirdesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatra gamachintyam cha kutastham achalam dhruvam. Sanniyam Endriya Gramam sarvatra samabuddhayaha te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hiterataha.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
But those who
fully worship
the unmanifested
that which lies
beyond the
perception of
the senses the all pervading
inconceivable
unchanging
fixed
And immovable,
the impersonal conception
of the absolute truth,
by controlling
the various senses,
and being equally disposed
To everyone. Such persons. Engaged in the.
Welfare of all.
At last achieve me. Okay. So what was the question Arjuna asked? You are seeing, na? This.
Or personal form of God.
So what did Krishna say yesterday? Yes, it is better to worship the personal form of God. So now, what Krishna is telling here, but those who, and you know, in impersonal, see how even the words are so difficult. In an impersonal form of worship, it is said that, see, unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, all pervading. These are the qualities of impersonal worship. Inconceivable, unchanging, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the absolute truth. And for doing all this also, you have to control all your senses. Even simple, tomorrow exam is there, you will be studying, but still your mind will be, oh, what is the score in the TV, isn't it? What is the cricket score? Why? Because your concentration is not there. So it is, if you can't even concentrate for some time, how are you going to be able to sit for a long time and control your senses? It's very difficult. So that is why but even they also, in the end they come to Krishna. But devotees come faster. It's like a lift. If there is a lift for a 20 story building, what would you take? Would you like to climb the stairs or would you like to take the lift? Lift. An intelligent person will take a lift. So chanting. This which we chant, no, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, that is the lift to Krishna. If you chant properly, Krishna is staying in very much beyond 20 stories, isn't it? Actually, in that sense, but actually Krishna is everywhere. So, that is the meaning of omniscient, we saw in Bhagavadam. So, that's why Krishna is everywhere. But how can you reach Krishna? By chanting the names of Krishna. You will be able to see him. By chanting every day. Okay? So that's the meaning of that verse.